Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, Lum received a telegram stating that the man named Devereaux had discovered the jewels were missing from his box of insurance papers and that he would arrive in Pine Ridge at 3:00 today. As we look in on the little community today, we find two very worried old fellows preparing for Mr. Devereaux's visit. Listen.
What time is it, Abner?
I just told you not 2 minutes ago. It's 10 minutes after 2.
Granny, I've never seen time hang on like this in my life. Looks like 3:00 never will get here.
My dog is, I hope it don't. I hope that Mr. Devereaux is late.
Granny, I don't. I want him to get here and get it over with. If he's going to shoot me or turn me over to the police or whatever he's aiming on doing to me, I want him to hurry up and get it over with.
Well, I wish you'd calm yourself down, Lum. You're just as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose.
Well, it ain't easy to be calm when you're a hunted man. You know the bloodhounds is closing in on you.
Bloodhounds? That telegram never said anything about bloodhounds.
No, but they generally turn them loose if the criminal's a pretty desperate man like me.
All he said was that the jewels was missing from that box, and he's coming down here to see about them.
Yeah, but did you notice how he said it? Listen to this. I've read it over a dozen times. Sack of jewels missing from box will be in Pine Ridge tomorrow to see you. 3:00. Be there. Signed, Devereaux. I don't like the way he says that, be there.
Well, how do you know how Devereaux said it? You never heard him. You just read it in that telegram.
That's right, ain't it?
Sure.
Just the same, I know what he meant by it, though. I wished he'd never left that box here for safekeeping in the first place. I'll guarantee you one thing. That's the last time I ever take anything for safekeeping for anybody. I wouldn't look after a box of wet soda crackers for anybody now.
You won't get a chance if you're going to the penitentiary.
If I'm going... Recollect, you're into this as much as I am. You helped take them diamonds out of that box.
It weren't my idea, though. You was the one that thought it up.
Well, you went around here for days trying to get me to open that box. See what was in it.
Well, you're the president of the bank, though.
That don't make no difference. You're access to a crime.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it?
You've got the watch.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure that watch is running?
Yeah, I can hear it ticking. It does seem like it's awful slow, though.
I know how a feller must feel when he's got to go to the electric chair. It's that waiting that gets you.
Yeah, Lum, I was just thinking, now, we still got time. Ain't no use to just sit here and wait for Devereaux to walk in and shoot us. Why don't we slip out of town and go join that Fern Legion we was talking about yesterday?
Well, the police are going to catch us sooner or later. I hate the idea of always being a hunted man.
Well, I don't see no sense in just sitting here and being shot. Why don't we get a gun, shoot it out with him?
No, we're liable to kill, but get out of the penitentiary. Lock us up and throw the keys away.
Yeah, we ain't got a chance. If he don't shoot us, why, they'll more than likely send us to the penitentiary, stuck either way.
I was just thinking here, Abner. Maybe if we'd confess to it, they'd let us off easier.
Yeah, if they'll stop long enough to listen.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Come in here shooting right and left before we get a chance to explain. Hi, Grannies, wait a minute, though. Why don't we call a sheriff at the county seat and confess to him? Then he can come out here and arrest us, and there won't be no shooting. By the time Devereaux gets here, we'll be safe locked up in jail.
Well, I don't know about that, Mom. If I'm going to jail, I would love to get a nice trip out of it. Hate to just go as far as the county seat.
Well, we got to make up our mind before Devereaux gets here.
Well, how long a sentence you reckon they'll give us, Mom?
Well, that's just it. I believe by giving ourselves up this way, they'll let us off light, for being honest.
Well, huh?
Maybe 5 years. And more than likely take some off of that for good behavior.
Oh, well, I'll behave myself. Take off my hat in the house.
In the house? You ain't gonna be in...
Say thank you and not put my elbows on the table.
But don't you think that's the best thing to do?
I don't know. I hate to confess to something I never done.
Well, we never meant to be stealing, but we did take the jewels out of the box. According to law, we're just as guilty as if we'd have broke in someplace and got them.
Yeah. Well, I reckon that's the thing to do, all right, then, Lum.
We've got to make up our minds. Get him out here before Devereaux gets here.
Yeah, well, go ahead, call him. Just tell him to hurry and get out here.
Glad I thought of this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Hello, Mamie. Ring me the sheriff's office in there at the county seat, please, Mom. All right. I grant it might be all right if just one of us taking all the blame for this, Abner.
Just one of us.
Yeah, and I could stay here and run the bank, though. I don't want to be here when that fella Devereaux comes.
Oh, no, me neither. Let's
sit down at Carthage, Missouri. No. But anyway, Dick...
Is this the sheriff's office?
Says it's spring.
Why, this is Mom Hitter, down at Pine Ridge.
And then he goes into great length.
Me and Abner Peabody want to make a confess to you and give ourselves up.
Bed early and send your wife off to movies and cover the dining room table with paper and empty the contents of your tackle box.
Diamonds. No, diamonds like they put in diamond rings. Yeah, stole a whole sack full of them. No, this ain't no joke. We got the diamonds right here to prove it.
He won't leave nobody doubting
Tom. Yes, sir. Stay right quick and rest us. Well, we'll wait for you right here at the Jot 'em Down store. Yes, sir. You better be here before 3 o'clock, though. We might not be here after that. Yeah, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Oh, you can make it if you hurry. Well, good. Aye, grannies, I'll vote for you next election, if we're out by that time. Not at all, not at all. Much obliged to you. All right, sir. Goodbye. Said he'd be right.
Not be here after 3 o'clock, Long.
That's when Devereaux's coming out.
Oh, dog it. I hope the sheriff gets here in time.
Oh, he can make it all right if he starts right away. I just hope that Devereaux ain't early.
Dog it, I wish we'd have called the sheriff this morning.
Yeah, that's what we ought to done.
I expect I better call up Elizabeth and tell her I won't be home for supper tonight. How long did you say we'd be gone? I thought you said I'd get some time off for saying thank you and taking off my hat.
Well, I don't know for sure what they'll give us. I'm just guessing.
Well, if we're going to be gone that long, well, I expect I better go over the place and tell Elizabeth and Little Pearl goodbye then, Lum.
Well, why don't you wait till the sheriff gets here and we can have him drive us by there? Save you walking.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hadn't thought about that.
I reckon there's a few things we ought to take along with us.
Well, they furnish clothes, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Have them striped suits.
Yeah, that's right. I'd forgot about them things. Whoever picked them out sure never had good taste for clothes. Well, that is, according to my notions on it. Now, Tom Medford's boy come back from the pen, wore his suit around town here for about a year. I never did think it looked nice on him, though.
Somebody said he was back in again now.
No, he never owed a Little Rock. I think he's in Leavenworth this time, way up in Kansas summer. I was talking to Tom about him one day last week, and he said the boy's mom was awful worried about him. She got a hearing from him the other day, and he ain't at all satisfied up there.
Well, don't be talking about penitentiaries, Abner.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
My goodness, how do you do, Mr. Devereaux? We got your diamonds right in the safe waiting for you.
Well, that's fine. I was afraid I might have lost them somewhere.
Yeah, well, get the diamonds for him out of the safe, Abner.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, if we'd have known how to get in touch with you, we'd have brung them to you, Mr. Devereaux.
Well, to be honest, I reckon the man I sent for the box might have taken them. But I didn't want to accuse him of it until I could talk with you.
Yeah.
They're not of any particular great value, but about all I have left. You see, my wife is divorcing me, and I hid these out so that she wouldn't get everything I had.
Hey, here you are, Mr. Devereaux. There's one right there in this sack.
Well, thank you. I suppose I should explain. My name isn't Devereaux. I only used that name so that my wife and her attorney couldn't trace where I'd left them.
Yeah.
My name is Malcolm Kilgore. I've been in the jewelry business in Kansas City for years.
Oh, I see. Well, I wondered.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate very much your honesty. I hope I can do as much for you someday.
Not at all, not at all, sir. I'm just glad you got the diamonds back. You better look in the sack to be sure they're all there.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I was satisfied of your honesty before I ever left them here. Well, good day, gentlemen, and thanks again.
You're welcome, sir, and come back to see us.
Yes, sir, any time.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Granny, he's a nice feller, ain't he?
Yes, sir, and here we get scared from the death.
Oh, Granny, this is the happiest day of my... wait a minute, though.
Huh?
What about that sheriff?
Sheriff?
We confessed to stealing some diamonds, and he's on his way out here to arrest us. He'll never believe this story in a thousand...